Pop, let's go, okay?
Let's slow down. I only write so fast.
Listen, if we had started this last month like we were supposed to, we'd be finished by now. Okay. One guitar, bought for $6, depreciated to $2, listed at $12, we'll take $7. You got it?
Got it. One guitar bought for $2.
$6, Pop.
$6. Appreciated to...
Depreciated.
Yeah, depreciated to 12.
Two, Pop. I give up.
Two. Lamont gives up.
You know, I don't believe you.
And doesn't believe me. Got it. Next.
Next, we're going to go to jail, Pop. Marvin's coming over here to do our taxes, and they got to be mailed in no later than midnight tomorrow. We got 10 days worth of work to do in one. Now, do me a favor. Try and pay attention, okay?
I'm tired of paying attention. And I'm tired of paying taxes, too. Look here, let me ask you a question. What do we pay the government that money for?
What for? For security, Pop. For defense.
Defense and security? You see the soldiers around here? We were robbed twice last year. Now, where were the soldiers? Did the government give us a refund on the robbery?
Come on, Pop. Your tax money also goes to poverty pockets.
And it comes from poverty pocket. It winds up in a lot of Richmond. I get it. Come in. Good day, good day.
Hello, Marvin.
Don't hello me. I'm a very busy man. Now, I hope you got your books in order, so I take them home and get the tax forms for you to sign.
Are you kidding? Our books aren't anywhere near being in order.
And they're not going to be in order either, because we don't intend to pay any income tax this year.
Oh, well, then you'll go to jail.
One guitar, $6. Appreciated at $5, 10, 7, and we'll take 5, 5, 0, 6, 4, 14.
Now, look, you got to put your mind on the job we got to do here. We got about 30 hours to get the inventory done. You got to get your profit and loss put down and your final balance sheet worked out. Then I'll put it all in the income tax form, bring it in for you to sign.
Hey, Pop, listen to this. It says tomorrow at...
What is it?
Never mind, Pop. It's not important. It was a mistake. Listen, let's just get the tax form.
Tomorrow at where?
Get your clipboard, Pop.
Tomorrow at who?
1 o'clock at $16. You got that?
Give me this. I look at it myself. You try to... Tomorrow at noon at NBC at Studio 3... Red Fox will appear in person to kick off the first annual Red Fox Lookalike Contest to promote his new movie, Wonders Are Painted the Glass. hey, Lamont. Hey, son.
Whoa, Pop.
Hey, no kidding. Red Fox gonna be in person?
Yeah, Red Fox, my idol. I love him. I love the way he spells his name with 2 D's and 2 X's.
I wonder why he does that.
I don't know why he uses 2 D's, but I saw his nightclub act once, and I know why they got all them X's.
Say, Fred, did you ever meet him in person?
No, but I always wanted to. I heard he was so sharp and debonair and charming and good looking.
Well, then there won't be any need for you to enter the lookalike contest.
Are you kidding? I mean, I happen to be the spitting image of him. I've often been stopped on the street by people who thought I was him till they saw I was me.
Let's just get to work, okay?
Wait a minute, son. Now, listen to this. The winner of the Red Fox lookalike contest will get 2 free tickets to his movie, plus a free weekend in Las Vegas as a guest of Red Fox, plus $100 cash. I'm going down there.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not. You got work. Pop, you got work to do around here. We got to get this income tax filled out and in the mail by tomorrow, or you're going to get 1 free ticket to Lompoc Prison, guest of the warden, and 1,000 rocks in the color of your choice.
I'm going to that contest, son. Now, I work all night tonight, but I'm going to enter that contest and meet Red Fox. Now, let's get to it.
Well, wait a minute, Fred. I got a million questions to ask you.
You come around tomorrow.
Yeah, but we got
to
do...
take me to the contest, and then you can ask me all the questions you want.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, all right, then. Wow. The time of a lifetime, son. The thrill of victory. Meeting Red Fox. Red Fox meeting me, Fred G. Sanford. The G stands for gonna win that contest and gonna give the government their geets.
I can hardly keep my eyes open, man. Next year, we're gonna do this differently. Hey, look at it. It's almost dawn. I don't know how you're still standing up, huh?
What was that? Oh, that man, 1 hubcap. Depreciated 2. We want 7. We'll take 5. Anybody will give us 3.
Come on, Pop. Let's go to bed, man. We've been up all night. Pop.
Huh? What, son?
Let's go to bed, man. We've been up all night.
I can't go to bed, son. Marvin's coming over here. Take me to NBC. We gotta have everything ready.
Pop, if you don't get some sleep, you're gonna collapse, man.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm wide awake. Oh, son. Let's get as much of this done as we can. Now, look at this chair. It must be worth something. Look how comfortable it looks. Look how comfortable it is. Watch me go to sleep.
Now look, Fred, you can't list Bubba as a dependent.
Why not? He depends on me for 6 free meals a week. Put him down.
I will not put him down. He cannot be a dependent.
Well, then put him down as a charity.
No.
A loss.
No.
All right, then make it a medical expense.
A medical expense?
Yeah, pain in the butt.
Are you here for the Red Fox look-alike contest?
Oh, you noticed the resemblance immediately.
I was talking to him.
Him? You don't look like Red Fox. I'm the one who look like Red Fox. Look at that. Take a good look. I look like Red Fox?
I don't know. I've never seen Mr. Fox sickly.
How would you like me to get a mirror so you can see yourself ugly?
How would you like to take a seat, Big Mouth?
How would you like to take a walk, Big...
Come on.
Watching tennis match.
Look, do you remember ever taking any trips for business purposes?
Wait a second, Marvin. Say, listen, you here for the look-alike contest?
I certainly am.
You sure you here for the right fox? This is the red one, not the silver one.
I can see that you're the same color as Mr. Fox, but you don't look like his class at all. You see, there's a lot more to looks than meets the eye.
A lot more than this fist that can meet your eye.
All right. Attention, please. Attention. Sir, would you please sit down?
You heard everybody sit down.
You're the only one that's standing.
I talk, they listen. Now I can sit down.
Do you remember taking anyone out to dinner, entertaining for business purposes.
Yeah, I entertain every customer that came in my shop.
You do?
Sure.
How?
When they ask for the price, and I tell them, they bust out laughing.
And now, here is your panel of judges. First of all, let's meet and greet Mr. Fox's personal manager, Mr. Harold Harrison.
You thought I was red, didn't you? Red, didn't you think I was Red Fox? I look just like him, don't I? Look here, this is Red Fox, famous sit-down. What?
And now, Mr. Fox's personal secretary, the adorable Miss Doris Martin.
You can't sit down. Hey, look at my eyes. Everybody say, I got Red Fox eyes. Look at my eyes.
I'll sit over here.
Another dozen.
And last but not least, that wonderful star of nightclubs, the star of that brilliant film, A Window is a Pane of the Glass, the incomparable Mr. Red Fox.
Thank you. Hello. I'd like to say it's very nice of you to come down, and I'm very flattered.
Who are you trying to kid? Who are you trying to kid? Look at me. Hey, listen, that ain't none of him. Who they trying to kid? Red Fox looks like me. That guy's, hey, you a fake. You a fake. F-A, fake. I wish you would. Fake dude.
Oh, I can't believe this. Oh, I feel like I'm Alice in Dreamland. Oh, come on.
Hey, put me down, Marvin. Put me down. You know I'm not.
Well, neither am I. But either I drag you in or I have to roll you from the car.
Hey, how did you do, Pa?
Oh, it was great, son. I met Red Fox and I made the finals.
Finals? What are you talking about finals? I thought there was just one contest and that was it.
It is, son, but there's finals in the contest. See, a contest is not just a test. It's a contest. See, and part of the con is the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and the final. You see, son, one of those contests is...
Marvin, what does all that mean in... terms of time?
Means he's got to go back at 8 o'clock tonight and read a scene from the movie and be judged for the prize.
8 o'clock? Are you kidding? There's no way he's going to be able to do that. We still haven't finished the income tax thing. He's going to kill himself.
He's going.
Oh, he's going to get the big one. He'll have a small heart attack when he finds out the IRS thing isn't filled up. And then when he doesn't win the contest, he'll have the big one. If not that, he'll die from exhaustion.
Well, anyhow, I got to go. It's no business of mine. But look, I'll see you later. Oh, incidentally, here's the scene for him to memorize.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Come in. Come in.
Nobody's coming in. That's Marvin leaving.
Well, stop him, son. He got the scene I got to read tonight.
No, he doesn't.
Contest. Don't tell me he doesn't. I mean, you stop arguing with me and talking back to me. I'm tired of that stuff. Give me some respect. If you wasn't 37 years old, I'd take my belt off and teach you a lesson.
You don't have a belt. Why don't you use this?
What is it?
Your scene for the contest.
Oh, I'm sorry, son.
It's all right, Pop.
Well, it wasn't me talking. I was just groggy.
I'm going outside.
I was just a little groggy.
Listen, Fred, are you... Look, I want to help out. Is everything marked?
Yeah, underneath.
Underneath, okay.
What? What time is it?
7.
7? I got to get going.
Don't I got to get going, me? You got to get going right here. Now, this has got to be finished, Pop, and filled out and in the mail by midnight.
But, son, I could win.
Pop, you can't win. You don't look like Red Fox. You don't sound like Red Fox, and you certainly don't act like Red Fox. I wish you could act like Fred Sanford and do your own work.
Son, please. I mean, this could be a great chance for me to just do more.
How would you stop it? Would you just stop it? Now, I always give in to you. I always let you have your way, right or wrong. I give in to you, but I'm not going to do it this time. And don't look at me with those cow eyes. I'm right and you're wrong and you know it. Now let's just finish this tax, okay?
Listen, I'll help out with the stuff in the yard.
Thanks a lot, Marvin. Okay, now let's go, Pop. One old stove.
One old stove. Just like me. One old stove, useless. No gas left. All the burners running low. Stuck out here in this junkyard for the rest of my life. Bought for how much?
Pop, you didn't have a chance anyway, man. Who are you going to read the scene with? You're not an actor.
Well, you could have helped me with it. Bought it how much?
Pop, we got to finish this income tax.
But if it was a day late, it would just be a fine. And if I won the contest, I have the money to pay the fine. Bought it how much?
All right, let's learn it. We can get this. This is easy.
We can get it, son.
Yeah.
All the finals here, dear?
Yes, they are, Mr. Fox.
Please, please. Now, you've been with me for 10 years now. It's not Mr. Fox. It's Red. Red, you got it, Doris?
That's Miss Martin, Red.
Got it. Are they all here?
All but Fred Sanford. He called in and said that he would be a little late.
Oh, that's the old gentleman I met this afternoon, isn't it?
That's right, Mr. Fox.
Poor man. Worst set of legs I've ever seen. Sad case, sad.
All right. Now, the first finalist, Mr. Rob Baxter.
Let's take a look at him.
How are you, Harry?
Hey, Phil, Charlie, how you doing?
Oh, I'm just fine. Say, have you heard from me?
Hey, last time I heard, she was...
There he is, son. Red Fox. There he is.
Hey, Pop, you were right, man. He looks wealthy and healthy and young and everything.
Didn't I tell you I was a lookalike?
Yeah, you said that.
Say, listen to those guys. We better than him, aren't we?
I don't know, Pop, but we're going to find out soon enough.
Very nice. Thank you. Is that it?
No, Mr. Sanford is here.
Well, all right. Let's see the old gentleman. Let's get this over with, so I got to get to Vegas.
Mr. Sanford, you're next.
Well, I'm ready to be wrapped up and taken. Be honest, Mr. Fox. Don't I look like you? You and I... all right, then. Don't be honest. Yes, you do. You do.
Who's going to assist you with your scene, Mr. Sanford?
My son, Lamont.
Oh, very well. Are you ready, Mr. Fox?
Ready.
As soon as your scene is completed, Mr. Fox, his manager, and I will select the winner of the Red Fox look-alike contest. Are you ready?
Certainly. Start, son.
Proceed.
You sure you're not too tired?
Start, son.
Okay. I want to be fair and on the up and up with you, and I feel that it's only fit and proper that I tell you that I've had some previous acting experience. I'm not exactly an amateur, you know.
Well, how very nice of you to tell us. And the next time you want to tell us something, wait until someone asks you. Now, shall we begin?
Let's begin.
Thank you very much. You get ready, son.
All right.
Hello, son. It's good to see you again after all these years.
Thanks, Dad. It's been a terribly long, long separation.
I know, but these are the times. I understand.
Dad?
Huh?
Why did you run away from home?
Well, son, I wanted more than just to be a father and a husband and stuff. See, I wanted to do my own thing.
And did you?
Certainly.
And what was your own thing, Father?
Awnings.
Awnings?
Awnings. I always like to make awnings.
Why?
I like to hang them.
Why?
I like to hang them over the window at the YWCA.
YWCA? That's for women.
And you still asking why?
Oh, Father, I am ashamed of you, of what you are. You had a chance to become anything that you wanted to, and you threw it away. And just look at you now. Look at you. I am ashamed of you. You turned out to be nothing. What have I done?
What have you done? Nothing. All you've done is simplify things for me. Take a look at your father and Mr. Fox. Why, no two people in this room could look more alike.
Since Mr. Fox is asleep, his manager and I act as sole judges and have no trouble awarding your father the winner of the Red Fox Look-Alike Contest.
Hey, Fox, wake up! Wake up, Fox, you won!
I won what?
You won the Look-Alike Contest!
I won the contest.
Well, here you go, Marvin. This should do it.
All right, I'll add it all up.
You think we're going to make the deadline?
Well, I sure hope so. Let me look at the last page of this inventory. Let's see, you got the bathtub and the old stove. Wait a minute, hold it.
What?
Well, there's one thing missing here.
What are you talking about?
Well, that old thing that's out in the yard, you know, with the decayed front, the broken back, and the cracked face.
Then open the door and let John S. in. Well, where is he?
Who?
Marvin, that's who. We've been working around the clock. You'd think he'd have those tax forms finished by now.
Pop, he said he'd be finished by midnight. Now, just be a little patient.
All right, then where is he?
Who?
Who? Marvin.
Pop. There he is now.
Who?
Marvin. Come in.
It's finally all done. Okay, fellas, sign right here on the dotted line.
What's the magic number?
$100.
Refund?
Tax.
I don't get...
You pay.
Where am I going to get $100?
Well, that's not the question.
Well, what's the question?
Where are you going to get $120? Don't forget, $20 is my fee.
Hey, Pop, you got the $100 from the Red Fox Look-Alike Contest. That'll cover our tax.
Well, that's all that has to be covered because I'm not paying Marvin. He's a fraud and a failure. If he was a good accountant, he'd have got us a refund. Sorry, Marvin, but that's the way it goes.
Well, I tell you, Fred, if you don't want to pay me, I'll just sue you and I'll send you to jail. I tell you, if you haven't got the 20, I'll take 10 on account.
Will you take 5 across the lips?
You stop that. We'll pay you, Marvin. Don't worry.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Marvin. But listen, Marvin, next year, get us a tax shelter.
Tax shelter? You can't use this place as a tax shelter.
Why?
Because it's an animal shelter.
Why?